Quote number 7, a fuller picture here. In the beginning of the book of Yehoshua, it says, Lo yomosh sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicho. Torah shall never leave your mouth. V'hagisa bo yomam v'loila. And you should engage yourself in it both day and night. So, one approach to this is that it's a command. The command is you should always be involved in Torah. The quote that I give you over here from the Gemara in Menachos, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yechanan, this rabbi taught, Pasuk ze eino lo chova velo mitzvah, this is not a command, ela bracha, it's a blessing. Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yehoshua, Hashem saw Yehoshua, shedivrei Torah chaviven alav biyose, that he loved Torah. Shenemar, as we saw, he never left the tent. Medrash says that Yehoshua was a pillar for Torah, both in study and in support. What do we mean? In study, we understand. In support, that whatever needed to be done, he would take care of. In the words of Chazal, he would arrange the benches so that when people walked in, it was neat. Presumably, he picked up the garbage too. He did what needed to be done, both in terms of the scholarship and in terms of the logistics. We have a very interesting lesson exactly like this regarding the Leviim. In Chumash Bamidbar, it says that the Leviim should be dedicated to do whatever Aaron, the Kohen, needs them to do. So it says, Nisunim, Nisunim. Double wording. Exceptionally dedicated. So Rashi comments, Nisunim lemasa, Nisunim leshir. They should be dedicated to move the Mishkan, the weight on their shoulders, whenever it needed to be moved, put up. And they should be dedicated for shir, for song. So everybody wonders, why do you need two separate dedications? You know, sign on the dotted line that you're accepting the job, whatever the job entails. What does it mean? I'm dedicated for the burden and I'm dedicated for the song. But if you'll think about it, the answer is obvious. Because there's so many people that are dedicated one way or the other. It's unusual to find a person who's truly dedicated in both ways. That they'll support the logistics, whether it means money or picking up the garbage, vacuuming. And they're also dedicated to the song, to the scholarship. It's two different dedications. When you see both in a person, like Yehoshua, it's remarkable. It's noteworthy. I remember when I was learning in North Jersey in Passaic. So, just after I came to Yeshiva, they built a new building. It was very exciting. The night before the dedication, the artisan that was finishing up the front of the yeshiva, the Aron, was still working there late at night. And about 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, he finally finished his gold plating of the top of the pillars, whatever he wanted to do, he finally finished. And he put the luchos up, he bolted them in place, and then he opened his work bag, and he pulled out a chumash, and he started learning. 2:30 in the morning, he wanted to be the first one to learn in the finished Beis Medrash. That's Nesunim Lamasa, Nesunim Lashir. I'm dedicated to the logistics, but I also want to participate in the scholarship, in the song. And that's Yehoshua. Again, the Te'ena, the fig, has its song. What is the song of the Te'ena? If you guard the fig, you'll eat its fruit. If you don't guard the fig, You got the wrong produce to be involved with. Because the fig needs to be guarded. The fig corresponds to Torah, and we're told Yahushua is that person. Day in, day out. Not just there for the one big revelation. He's there every day. To the point that he could tell his Rebbe, I never left. Okay?